A 25-year community organization that supports people with mental health challenges has released a new book, a chance to spotlight their older adult members. Called Adventures in Aging, the Northern Initiative for Social Action, NISA, book is funded by Health Canada. Merrick Krasuski, editor of the book, told Sudbury.com the idea blossomed from a few stories in a three-ring binder kept at the office to a fully published book. As we started interviewing people, we realized that a lot of them had come to NISA with decades of experience, a lot to say and a lot to offer, said Krasuski. We thought why not present a more fulsome depiction of their lives, and that spurred the book. The stories are either written in the first person by the NISA member, or with the guiding hand of Krasuski, who helped each craft their story. The 21 stories contained in the 50-page book examine aging from many perspectives, most notably, the plain truth about its challenges. From my own experience and those shared by others, aging can be cruel, said Krasuski. But it can also be redeeming, loosening the shackles that tie us, the need for recognition at work, status, or the pursuit of wealth. He said that as people age, they may come to learn to make friends with their limitations. There are moments of struggle, and both moments of struggle and triumph, I think, help define who we are, said Krasuski. The stories from members are also accompanied by historic images of Sudbury and of the writers themselves. Krasuski credits the Greater Sudbury Public Library's local history librarian, Kristen Bertrand, for help finding the images of Sudbury contained in the book, as well as the many others who helped put the project together, including several NISA staff members. All of the profits from the book will go back to NISA to support programming, and potentially, another run of the book. We had 200 copies made and they're starting to dwindle pretty quick, said Krasuski. So I can foresee a second run of the book coming out. The book can be purchased for $20 at NISA's office and drop-in center, located at 36 Elgin Street. For more information, visit their website at nisa.on.ca. Jenny Lamothe is a reporter with Sudbury.com. She covers the diverse communities of Sudbury, especially the vulnerable or marginalized, including the Black, Indigenous, newcomer and Francophone communities, as well as two SLGBTQ+ and the downtown core.